What's up, awesome humans? Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood productivity guru, and welcome back to the Discipline Switch. Today we're diving into a topic that's close to my heart, or should I say, close to our time, mindful time management for increased productivity. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing the clock? Like there's never enough time to get everything done, and by everything, I mean scrolling through Instagram, replying to emails, and finally finishing that sourdough starter recipe you started 6 months ago. Sound familiar? Yeah, me too. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. We're going to unlock the secrets to mindful time management, a game changer that turns your days from frantic sprints into strategic marathons. Trust me. After this episode, you'll feel like a productivity ninja, slicing through your to-do list with laser focus. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer the time monster. 1. Ditch the multitasking myth. Let's face it, multitasking is more like task shuffling. It makes us feel busy but rarely delivers true results. Think about it. When you're trying to write an email while replying to texts and brainstorming a presentation, your brain is juggling 3 balls at once. Odds are, some of those balls are going to drop and land in the, ugh, I messed that up pile. Focus on one task at a time, give it your full attention, and watch your productivity skyrocket. 2. Embrace the power of planning. I know, planning sounds about as exciting as watching paint dry, but hear me out. A clear plan acts like your GPS for success. It guides you through your day, prevents last-minute scrambles, and lets you prioritize what truly matters. Take a few minutes each morning, or the night before, to outline your goals for the day. Even better, break down big projects into smaller, manageable tasks that feel less intimidating. 3. Time blocking, your secret weapon. Ever heard of time blocking? It's like scheduling appointments with yourself, but instead of meeting a doctor or grabbing coffee, you're dedicating specific blocks of time to focused work on particular tasks. Want to write that blog post? Block out 2 hours and treat it like an unbreakable meeting. Need to tackle those emails? Schedule 30 minutes, put your phone on silent, and get it done. 4. The art of saying no. This one is tough, but crucial. Saying yes to everything can leave you stretched thin and feeling overwhelmed. Learning to politely decline requests that don't align with your priorities is a superpower. It frees up time for the things that truly matter and prevents burnout. Remember, saying no sometimes means saying yes to yourself and your well-being. 5. The power of breaks. I know what you're thinking. Breaks? But I'm already swamped. Hear me out. Regular breaks can actually boost your productivity. Taking short breaks throughout the day allows your mind to recharge, prevents mental fatigue, and helps you return to tasks with renewed focus. Now, imagine this. You wake up feeling energized, knowing exactly what needs to be done and how much time you have for each task. You power through your work with laser focus, taking mindful breaks to avoid burnout. By the end of the day, you feel accomplished and satisfied, knowing that you made the most of your time. That's the magic of mindful time management. It's not just about getting more done, it's about doing what matters most with intention and purpose. Want to know a secret? This whole episode is like a sneak peek into my own life. Just last week, I was feeling swamped with work deadlines, personal errands, and everything in between. Then, I decided to try time blocking for a few days, and let me tell you, it was a game changer. I dedicated specific blocks of time to writing, editing podcast episodes, returning emails, and even taking care of those pesky household chores. The result? I felt less stressed, more organized, and actually got more done than usual. It was like magic. So, what's the takeaway here? Mindful time management isn't about being rigid or constantly pushing yourself to the limit. It's about creating a sustainable system that works for you. Start by implementing one or two of these tips today and see how it feels. Remember, even small changes can make a big difference. Ready to take control of your time? I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode, any tips you found helpful, or what strategies you're going to try this week. You can find me on social media. Just search for The Discipline Switch, and let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay disciplined, stay focused, and keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.